It's wider than Wyoming, even a bit wider than Texas, and it's way out in outer space. Scientists this summer discovered a new celestial body orbiting our sun once every 288 years. It's a billion miles farther out than Pluto and nearly 800 miles across, half Pluto's size. One of the astronomers making the discovery is Michael Brown at the California Institute of Technology. And I understand, Dr. Brown, that you've announced your discovery at the American Astronomical Society's meeting in Alabama. What's the reaction been?
So far, people have been very excited. This is the largest object found in the solar system in 70 years, and it gives many people something new to think about.
Well, I would think so. No suspicion that this has existed previously?
It's funny, actually. Once we found it, it's sufficiently bright that we could go back to previous data, and indeed, we could find it in images that people have taken over the years, and we have found it as far back as photographic plates taken 20 years ago from the same telescope where we discovered it. But until now, nobody had recognized that it was actually out there.
So how did you discover it?
We've been systematically looking for things like this starting about 5 years ago, and the process that we use is actually very simple. All we do is we take an image of the sky and then wait another hour and a half and take another image of the sky, and then an hour and a half later take one more, and all we do is look for things that move. The tricky part is that in a typical area of the sky that we look at, there are millions and millions of stars, and there might be one very faint object like this moving across the sky, so we have to find just that one.
Now, you know, every good space discovery needs a name, any sort of planetary body or even a great big fragment, which it sounds like this is. Have you named it?
Oh, yes, we have. There are official rules for what you can call a body like this. The International Astronomical Union has said that you have to call an object found in this area of the solar system after a creation deity. So we have decided to honor the local to Caltech Tongva Indian tribe and name the object Quarwar after their creation force.
Quarwar.
That's right.
Okay. Named for a deity from Southern California.
That's right.
Because that's, of course, where your Institute of Technology is. So what does this discovery mean in terms of significance to what we know about the solar system or space?
What it says to me is are two things. One, that it says that there are some very large objects out beyond Pluto. We've known for the past decade that there's a band of icy fragments in existence out beyond Neptune, out beyond Pluto, called the Kuiper Belt. And now we know that objects in the Kuiper Belt can get quite large. The other thing that we now know, or at least now can suspect, is that as we continue to look, which we're continuing to look, we continue to find ever larger objects. I would be willing to predict that over the course of the next year or two, we are going to find objects even larger than Quarwar, and probably even objects larger than Pluto.
When you explore this belt of planetary objects farther than Pluto, are we expanding the notion of the solar system?
We're expanding where we think the edge of the solar system is. Originally, people thought the solar system, well, very originally, people thought the solar system ended at Jupiter, at Saturn, and then Uranus and Neptune were discovered. Clyde Tombaugh found Pluto 70 years ago, and in the past decade, with the discovery of these objects in the Kuiper Belt, it's now known that the solar system continues on. As of today, it looks like the Kuiper Belt ends just a little bit outside the orbit of Quarwar, and no objects are known orbiting out there. We're continuing to look, though. We actually suspect that there may still be objects out there yet to be found, and that's one of the things that we hope to do, is continue to expand the solar system.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Michael Brown is a planetary astronomer at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, California. He spoke to us from Birmingham, Alabama.